Growing up, Matt Terrell's favorite catalog was one called International Mail. Yet he always wanted to know,
where are the people that buy such awful clothing?
I've had similar thoughts about my favorite catalog, Sky Mall. Whenever I'm bored on an airplane, looking through the Sky Mall catalog, I wonder, where are the people who buy the toaster shaped especially for hot dog buns? And how about those air purifiers that hang around your neck like some talisman against the entirety of the Earth's atmosphere? But there's a difference between Sky Mall and International Mail. No one will ever, ever think Sky Mall's sexy. Here's Matt Terrell to tell you more.
Since I was in junior high, I have enjoyed the International Mail catalog in all of its tacky glory. The company, started almost 30 years ago by the gay entrepreneur Gene Burkhard, has specialized in flashy men's clothing, outlandish accessories, and underwear even Victoria's Secret would blush at. The catalog has become a symbol of gay culture, and all over America, young men first understand their sexuality through International Mail's flamboyantly clad men. If you flip through the catalog, you wonder, where are the people that buy such awful clothing? Are Midwestern gay men secretly purchasing sequined opera capes, wide-leg silk pants, and ruffled pirate shirts? The names of these clothes carry titles like the St. Tropez sweater, the Times Square leather trench, and Singapore silk pants. Maybe gay men stranded in suburbia buy these outfits and fantasize about the jet-set lifestyle in their Central Park satin jogging suit. The models in the International Mail catalog are not girly. Far from it, they're some of the manliest men to ever wear a pink silk caftan with yellow suede sandals. These are men who will kick your ass if you dare insult their tufted poet shirt, but they'll buy you a Cosmopolitan if they scuff your shoes. Lately, International Mail is trying to change its image. Even the hot, manly men are becoming softer and girly. Poplin shirts, track jackets, and bootcut jeans that could have come from the Gap are inching their way into my favorite pages. International Mail is rebranding, and soon the days of leather shirts and white jeans will wane. I used to identify with the catalog. I knew that it reflected part of me that I could not admit. The old tacky catalog helped me accept my sexuality as I flipped through the increasingly sticky pages. And I knew that there are people out there different. Just like me. And I thought that they would all be wearing mesh shirts when I found them. I'm happy that homosexuality is becoming accepted in our society. The problem is that I don't want homosexuality to be homogenized. Maybe the old International Mail will come back, and young gay men everywhere will realize that it's okay to be different. And maybe, one day, we will realize that real men wear ruffles.
That was Matt Terrell with an essay called The International Mail. It was produced for SCAD Radio, a station run by students at Savannah College of Art and Design, where Matt is a senior. Learn more at youthcast.org. There you can listen to an interview with Matt in which he discusses topics such as the link between culture and politics and the two things a radio producer should never leave the house without. Again, that's youthcast.org or myspace.com/youthcast. Fall is mere days away, which makes this episode the last YouthCast of Summer 07. But in sound effects world, the water is warm and the air smells like sunscreen year round. A few weeks ago, I asked YouthCast listeners to send in their sounds of summer. I wanted to hear audio postcards from distant lands, and I'm happy to report that my sonic mailbox was full of wonderful sounds. You can hear some highlights at youthcast.org. But there's one that I wanted to play for you now, because it does everything my favorite handwritten postcards do. It shows you an interesting place and tells you about some of the people there. Kayla Sargent produced this next audio postcard about the pickup basketball court at Seattle's Green Lake Community Center.
Well, pretty much out here, you just come down, you know, you shoot around for a little bit. You ask the people on the sidelines that aren't playing, you know, who has the next game. You see if they have five people. If they don't have all five of their players, you can ask if you can get on with them, or, you know, you can call the game after that and just get on that way.
My name is Brian. I'm about to be a sophomore next year. At first, I thought it was kind of tough to get on the court because I was younger, but after you get on the court a couple times and you do good, and everybody sees you, you get a nickname out here, and then once you get your nickname, then that's pretty much your pass on the court.
That guy's name right here, with the red hair, his name's Opie Taylor. That guy over there with the old guy, his name's Grizz, right there with the white shirt. His name's Nando, but his name's Fernando, but that's okay. They call him Cellini. There's he's a young kid, he's probably about 15, they call him Phenom. They call him Young Phenom, because he's really good. Yeah, all the African guys, they just call him African. I'm Indian. I'm not Indian at all, so. the guy over there sitting on the tree, that guy, that he's the one that gives everybody the nicknames. He calls himself the Cheese Master or the Legend.
I'm actually the spokesman for Green Lake. They call me the Legend. I actually been out here for about 25 years now. Green Lake is the mecca for men's basketball in Seattle. This is the place where all your street ballers come. The competition level is excellent, especially on the right day.
Because the winner stays on the court and the loser has to come off the court, and then they got to call games and things like that. And if there's lots of people here on, say, like a Sunday or Monday, it's a lot, like 2-3 hour wait before you can play again. So if you win, that's the incentive to keep playing, is if you stay on the court. So
you should come to Green Lake if you can. When the weather's hot, come out here at about 4 or 5 and just check out the court and check out the people, and definitely come on the weekends.
That was an audio postcard by Kayla Sargent of Weekday High, a youth radio program out of KUOW in Seattle, Washington. YouthCast is a project of Generation PRX, a website that is all about youth radio. Go to generation.prx.org to learn more. YouthCast will be back in 2 weeks with another story by a talented young producer. YouthCast is the next generation of sound. It is a glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. I'm Kira Feldman. Thanks for listening.